Thursday night can't come soon enough for today's guest at Jarry Park. It's been, well, almost a year since boxing fans have seen Dimitri Star of David Salida compete, but the wait is almost over as he'll take on Jermaine White this Thursday night from the Roseland Ballroom in New York City. Dimitri, my friend, how's it going?
It's going great. Just got back home yesterday from training camp and looking forward to the fight on Thursday night.
Now, like I said, you'll be facing Jermaine White, a relative newcomer to the sport of boxing, just a 16-3 record. And he's fought some notable fighters, particularly Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. What do you know about White, and what do you expect from him come Thursday night?
Well, Jermaine is a fighter. He tries to come and win, and he has decent hand speed. He throws a lot of punches. I don't underestimate anyone, and I had a very good camp. I always look forward to a good fight, but I feel that I'm very prepared and I'm ready to put on the show.
Now, the fact that you were fighting was announced maybe 6 weeks ago, but it took a while for the official announcement as to who your opponent would be. What took so long to actually make that official?
Well, we've kind of spoken with him a while back and had the agreement before the fight before the fighter gets the contract. Sometimes it's premature to announce him as the opponent. Once the deal was done, it was announced. These type of things are completely out of my control. I just get ready to fight, and whoever it is, that's who I fight. That's my job. Is to get prepared and to perform.
Well, I guess the reason why I was asking was because did it make it harder for you to train when maybe at a point you didn't know who in fact you would be fighting, or did you know all along that would in fact, once everything was signed, sealed, and delivered, that you'd be facing Jermaine?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there have been many, many times before where you think it's one guy and then it's someone else. That's kind of the tough thing of not having the big huge fights when you know that you're fighting someone and it's very rare that someone doesn't show up. So it's a bit tough sometimes when you don't have a face in front of you, but you have to be a professional and train hard and get ready and whoever it is that's the code and the style that you have to break.
In the last time we spoke to you, you seemed as though you really wanted to fight Gavin Reese. You'd said that was the one guy that was on sort of your radar that you'd love to fight in 2008. And there seemed to have been maybe some question that he would actually be your next fight. How come a fight against Reese didn't come about?
I met with his representatives at that point in time. I believe it was in September. I was supposed to fight. There were talks of us fighting on the Kazagi Kefa card in Wales, and I agreed to go to Wales and to take the fight. But somehow it didn't work out. I wasn't sure why. And now he has a mandatory that he has to make, a mandatory defense against number one contender on March 22nd, which is Andrei Kotelnik. God willing, my fight goes well. I'd be willing to fight the winner of that fight. I'd love to fight the winner of that fight, and I hope to get my opportunity soon.
And speaking of future bouts, your name was very much in the news over the last month or so when you were one of the three men that was rumored to be facing Oscar De La Hoya in his next bout in May. It really came down to you, Pauly Malignaggi, and Steve Forbes, and apparently Forbes sort of won out. Can you maybe talk a bit about the whole process of sort of pitching yourself to Golden Boy Promotions as you being a viable opponent for De La Hoya in his next bout, and why that really fell through?
Well, my name came from them, didn't come from us, and I knew about it from reading on the internet, so that was great. And Oscar is someone that I've looked up to ever since I was young, and he's the biggest name in the sport. He always fought when he was coming up, he fought older champions like Chavez and Whitaker, and he always said, this is the passing of the torch. So I feel that if I would fight him, it would be the passing of the torch as well. Even though, you know, it's at a weight division above me, I'm still extremely interested in a fight. And one of the reasons why the fight didn't happen is the fight is taking place in LA, and there's a timing issue with Chavez coming out at the time that it does. They decided to go with Steve Forbes. I know Steve Forbes. I trained Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes is a good guy, and you know, I wish him luck in his fight. But you know, Oscar, he's saying that he's planning to have a 3-fight at the end of his career. He hasn't fought in the East Coast in a very, very long time. And I think, you know, if he wins his fight and I win my fight, I think a fight in New York City would be tremendous. You know, certainly I bring much to the table with my fan base, and then obviously Oscar De La Hoya is Oscar De La Hoya. And I think that as he's planning to have one last fight in December or January, I think at the Garden it would be a tremendous event. And I think that I think it would be great for his fans in the East Coast in New York City to see him fight and to see me fight and to see me win.
How close were you, in fact, to getting the bout? Was there a point where you actually thought that it might happen, despite all the problems that maybe they would work itself out, or was it really? Were you always hearing that Forbes was the front runner?
No, I'm pretty much. You know, we've spoken with Golden Boy a few times, and you know, at the same time they were speaking with Steve Forbes, you know, it seemed that for whatever reason, you know, the deal with Forbes was closer. Our dealings with them never got extremely specific. It kind of seemed that they were leaning towards Forbes, and it seems that's the way it worked out.
Are you at all disappointed now that, you know, obviously this would be a huge exposure for you, especially for people, you know, who are such loyal fans of Oscar's, and he has, you know, this fan base that sometimes these are fans that only watch his fights and no one else's, and then you'd, you know, be fighting on a huge card, potentially at the Home Depot Center on HBO and everything. Is there some sort of disappointment in the back of your mind, or are you confident that maybe down in the future that you guys will be able to hook it up?
I got to look at the positive of every situation, and the positive is that he's the one that brought my name up, and he mentioned me, and I have real faith that this fight is going to take place, especially, you know, if I get my opportunity to fight for anyone of the junior welterweight champions and to win a world title. I think that fight with Oscar and I in New York City will be tremendous. I think that now that he's put my name out there, it gets people to think and it kind of puts it on the map, so to say. So, you know, I'm a bit disappointed that it didn't move along, but you know, I'm happy to get back into the ring, and I'm happy to be in that mix again. So, you know, I look forward to the great things in the upcoming year.
Absolutely, couldn't agree with you more. I thought it was just great for you in terms of exposure, in the sense that you were actually, you know, sought out by Golden Boy and considered to be one of the three opponents that he was looking at. Before I let you go, just wanted to ask you about Floyd Mayweather Jr. I'm sure you might have heard that he's now getting involved in wrestling a little bit. I want to just get your thoughts on, you know, Floyd sort of making that jump. I know it's not a full-time gig, but kind of making some more exposure for himself by getting involved in WWE. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. I mean, I think, you know, over the years, many different athletes, football players and basketball players and different celebrities have gotten involved in WWE. So I think, I mean, you know, it's good for Floyd. Floyd is a superstar, and, you know, he deserves to get some of that exposure. It's good for boxing. You know, I think that anytime a boxer can get some of that exposure and get the sport more recognized, I think it's good. So, you know, Floyd is a smart guy. He knows what he's doing.
Would you ever be interested in mixing it up in a wrestling ring?
In a wrestling ring?
Yeah.
In WWE?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've never, ever really thought about it, to be honest with you. All
right. We'll try to make that happen.
Okay.
All right, Dimitri, thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it. I know you've been very busy leading up to this bout, and it goes down this Thursday night at the Roseline Ballroom in New York City, and best of luck to you this coming fight and the rest of 2008.
Thank you so much. Thank you.